Hello, everyone, and welcome to the INSTDU podcast. Today, we'll be discussing the fascinating world of radio frequency identification, or RFID technology, and how it has revolutionized the way we track and manage items from warehouse inventory to personal identification. Hima, let's start by understanding what RFID is. It's a system composed of tags, readers, and an electronic infrastructure that allows for non-contact data transfer through radio frequency electromagnetic fields. The origins of RFID can be traced back to the early 20th century, with significant advancements occurring during World War II. However, it wasn't until the late 1960s and early 1970s that RFID technology started to be commercialized and standardized. I remember my first encounter with RFID technology during a visit to a large retail store. I was amazed at how quickly and efficiently the staff could track inventory and locate items using handheld RFID readers. It was a stark contrast to the manual counting and searching I had witnessed in smaller stores. This experience sparked my interest in learning more about the technology and its potential applications. In today's fast-paced world, understanding and utilizing RFID can be the dividing line between efficiency and redundancy, lending a competitive edge to businesses that adopt it within their operations. As someone who has worked in supply chain management, I've seen firsthand how RFID implementation can streamline processes, reduce errors, and provide real-time data for informed decision-making. Now, let's dive into how RFID works. At its core, RFID works by attaching tags with electronic circuits and antennas to objects. These tags can store a wide range of information, from a simple identification number to comprehensive data about the item. The reader or interrogator emits a signal to activate the tag and read its data. This process allows for quick and accurate identification and tracking of items. The components of an RFID system include RFID tags, which are the data-carrying components that consist of a microchip and an antenna. Tags can be passive-powered by the reader's signal, active with their own power source, or semi-passive. Then there are RFID readers. These devices communicate with tags via radio waves to read or write data. Readers can be fixed or portable and are designed to query RFID tags and capture data. Lastly, we have antennas, which are integral to both tags and readers. Antennas enable the transmission of radio waves. Their shape, size, and type determine the read range and performance of the RFID system. RFID systems operate at various frequencies, each with its own characteristics and applications. There's low-frequency LFRFID, operating at 125 to 134 kg. LFRFID has a short read range and is less susceptible to interference from metals or liquids. It's often used for animal tagging and access control. Then we have high-frequency HFRFID at 13.56 mHFRFID, offers a moderate read range and is commonly used for ticketing, payment systems, and data transfer applications. Finally, there's ultra-high-frequency UHFRFID, operating between 856 to 960 mHe. UHFRFID provides the longest read range, up to several meters, and is well-suited for supply chain and logistics applications. Now let's talk about the applications of RFID technology. In my experience, the use of RFID in supply chain management has been a game changer. By attaching RFID tags to products, businesses can track inventory levels, location, and movements in real time. This visibility helps optimize stock management, reduce out of stocks, and improve responsiveness to market demands. For example, a warehouse equipped with RFID can quickly locate a specific pallet among thousands, saving time and labor costs. RFID technology has also found meaningful applications in healthcare, enhancing patient care and asset management. Hospitals can use RFID wristbands to track patient movements and manage care schedules, ensure patients receive correct medications and treatments, and locate and manage medical equipment inventory. I once visited a hospital that had implemented RFID for patient tracking. The staff spoke highly of the system's ability to provide real-time location data, which improved patient safety and streamlined workflows. In the retail industry, RFID offers benefits in inventory management, loss prevention, and customer experience. By tagging merchandise, retailers can maintain accurate stock levels and reduce manual counting, prevent theft and unauthorized removal of items, and enhance product availability and customer satisfaction. I've seen RFID-enabled smart shelves that automatically detect low stock levels and trigger replenishment alerts. This level of automation ensures that popular items are always available, leading to increased sales and customer loyalty. RFID has also found applications in transportation, from traffic management to toll collection. By embedding RFID tags in vehicles, authorities can monitor traffic patterns, manage congestion, and automate toll collection. This not only reduces traffic bottlenecks, but also improves road safety and efficiency. Like any technology, RFID has its pros and cons. The main advantages include improved efficiency and accuracy in tracking and identification, ability to read multiple tags simultaneously without line of sight, real-time data capture and updates, and flexibility to read and write data on tags. However, there are also challenges to consider, such as higher upfront costs compared to traditional tracking systems, potential interference issues in environments with metal or liquid, and concerns regarding privacy and data security. In my experience, the benefits of RFID often outweigh the challenges, especially when the system is well designed and implemented with clear objectives in mind. Looking ahead, the future of RFID is bright with ongoing advancements and emerging applications. Researchers are working on increasing the capacity, range, and reliability of RFID systems while reducing costs. Innovations such as energy harvesting tags and the integration of RFID with blockchain technology hold promise for further transformative impacts. As the Internet of Things IoT continues to expand, RFID is poised to play a crucial role in connecting the physical and digital worlds. Potential new applications include smart homes and cities, environmental monitoring, and sports performance tracking and analytics. I'm excited to see how RFID technology will evolve and contribute to building a more connected, efficient, and sustainable future. In conclusion, RFID technology has made significant strides since its inception, revolutionizing various industries through its ability to enable accurate and efficient tracking and data management. From supply chain optimization to healthcare improvements, RFID has demonstrated its value in enhancing operational efficiency, reducing costs, and unlocking new opportunities for innovation. As we move towards an increasingly interconnected world, the role of RFID is set to expand further. By embracing this technology and understanding its potential, businesses and individuals alike can position themselves for success in the digital age. Personally, I believe that learning about RFID and its applications is not only fascinating, but also essential for professionals across industries. Whether you're a supply chain manager, healthcare administrator, or retail executive, having a grasp of RFID technology can help you make informed decisions, drive innovation, and stay ahead of the curve. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to explore the world of RFID and discover how it can benefit your organization or personal endeavors. The future is here, and it's powered by radio frequency identification. Well, that's all for today's episode of the INSD2 podcast. I hope you found this discussion on RFID technology informative and engaging. If you have any questions or would like to share your own experiences with RFID, feel free to reach out to us. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning. Thank you for tuning in.